USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For a second day, Israeli airstrikes have flattened homes in Gaza, and Palestinian rockets hit for southern Israel, raising fears of another major escalation in the Middle East. It began with Israel killing a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group amid a wave of strikes Friday that Israel says were meant to prevent an imminent attack. On Saturday afternoon, Israeli warplanes stepped up strikes with hits on four residential buildings in Gaza. All of the locations reportedly were linked to Islamic Jihad militants. The death toll now stands at 24 people, including six children. Russian forces began to assault two key cities in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. They also kept up rocket and shelling attacks on other cities in the country, including one near the largest nuclear power plant on the European continent. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China should not hold talks of important global matters hostage. He spent Saturday in Manila meeting with his Philippine counterpart. It comes as China conducts a series of military exercises off Taiwan's coast in retaliation to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visiting Taipei. Blinken says issues between Taiwan and the mainland need to be resolved peacefully.
What we've seen China do over the last few years is move away from a peaceful resolution of differences to doing so coercively and potentially forcefully.
President Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 1 week after testing positive with a rebound case, but he will remain in isolation out of an abundance of caution until he tests negative for a second time. Elon Musk says his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter can proceed if the company can tell him how they know which accounts are spam bots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Inflation Reduction Act is moving forward in Washington, despite Republican attempts to derail the progress. So says Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a major win for the American people and a sad commentary on the Republican Party as they actively fight provisions that lower costs for the American family.
But Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats, they're not reading the room correctly.
Amazingly, Senate Democrats are misreading the American people's outrage as a mandate for yet another reckless taxing and spending spree.
But the bill is moving forward without language allowing hefty fines on drug makers that boost prices beyond inflation in the private insurance market. That was based on a ruling from the Senate parliamentarian. Several people were hurt, the president of the Navajo Nation almost among them, after a large SUV barreled through an event. Police say they have suspects in custody.
A wrong-way driver and three passengers are in custody after recklessly driving through a Navajo Nation parade in New Mexico Thursday evening. The incident left multiple people, including two police officers, injured. It happened in Gallup, about 140 miles west of Albuquerque. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A volunteer firefighter in Nescopic, Pennsylvania, southwest of Wilkes-Barre, was horrified when he discovered the victims of an early morning fire on Friday were members of his family. Seven adults and three young children, including his son and daughter, were killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.